Thank you for, oh Jesus, the restorer, the life giver, the life restorer. Everything we lost, we find again that he gives us. Thank you for such a Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Tom Cantor's messages can be listened to and downloaded for free at friendshipwithgod.org. For other free resources, email us at tomcantor@friendshipwithgod.org or call us at 800-247-3051. Join our live services on YouTube by searching Friendship with God with Tom Cantor every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
All right, Dave, we've been rolling a few programs in while we're trying to count the money. We are still looking to raise that operational budget. We're making progress. About $48,405 left to go, and of course, we have some matching funds once we get those all put together. That's going to help us, too. Why don't you give the numbers out again, and then we're going to welcome Chris Fogle, who's going to be joining us by phone any minute.
Excellent. Well, the number to call is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
All right. And of course, you can go online to WCNO.com. That's WCNO.com. You can also give by texting. Text WCNO to 24365. And I believe as of yesterday, you can also use the QR code if that's something that you want to try out. And so we're hearing that some people are having some challenges with, I think, the Android phones. So we've done a lot of work in regards to those, trying to get both Android and Apple systems working well with our apps. So hopefully that's going to work out well. All right, so we started Monday a week ago, $225,000 to raise the operational budget. We've had a lot of our family call in, David, and we thank God for every person. Every donation makes a difference. So remember that today you can make a donation of $26. That would cover 1/2 hour of listener support, or else you might want to do that every month for the next 6 months. That'd be $156. Just trying to give you an idea of what it costs for listener support and how that works out into our daily schedule. This time I'd like to welcome my dear friend Chris Fogle to the air. Chris, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning. Always looking forward to seeing what God's got planned for the Treasure Coast, and one thing he has planned is prayer and share, and I'm praying that, sometimes you're offered a meal and you think it's free, but really sometimes you're saying, well, it would be nice if you could chip in and just help pay for the cost of the meal.
Yeah, really.
And the meal that we get through WCNO is it a fantastic buffet of spiritual praise and worship music, terrific scholars of the gospel. It's an incredible array of blessings that not just on the Treasure Coast, but from all the way down to Broward County, up to Brevard County and out west, are able just to tune in and just really enjoy what God has graced us with. A radio station so powerful, but yet so diversified. It's not just playing music all day. To be able to get the message and to hear Tom Cantor just a little while ago really go deep, it's just, I don't know. I hope people understand that it is a meal, but certainly the more that can chip in to help pay for the cost of the meal that they're getting spiritually fed, the better off we all will be. And and so that you could be done today and not have to wait till tomorrow.
that would be absolutely great. You know, it's the whole factor of getting some sleep, you know, that it starts catching up with us by the time we get to this point. But actually, David, I think you had a little better night's rest last night.
Did you say that? Yeah. I got to bed a little earlier and I slept through the night. It was wonderful.
So we would love to be finished today, Chris, and also this is our 35th anniversary for the station, so we thank God for 35 years, so that's great as well. And actually, I just checked online a few minutes ago before we got you online, and I think some people are listening, maybe that have some limited funds, but they're listening, and I've just been talking about the fact that even a smaller donation makes a huge difference if many of our listeners will make the call. We need every size of donation. We need everyone being a part. But here's Yamil making a $25 donation online. Here's Leonard making a $24 donation online. All these are this morning. Here's John making a $20 donation online. And here's Samantha making a $26 donation online. And some of those may end up being monthly, Chris. So, you know, I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But anyhow, people are listening. People are giving. And we're making some progress.
Praise God. I mean, you know, sometimes people may feel somewhat embarrassed because they're going through a rough time.
That's true.
Maybe they've lost their job, or just maybe they're just getting by on Social Security. They're worried about the market. But first thing is, Jesus says, don't worry. And if a person can say, all I have is $5, praise God, send in the $5. It's a blessing.
Amen.
You know, it reminds me of that song, I Have Nothing Fit for a King, but hallelujah. You know, so I would encourage people not to look at, you know, someone giving $10,000 or $20,000, but look what God's put on your heart.
Amen.
If it's $5, if it's a dollar, whatever it is, God knows your heart. And this $5, $10, it all adds up.
It does.
So
it does.
I just pray that people will just search their heart and see what God's put on their heart, and not to be ashamed of what they give or how much they give. There's no names published anyway, so it's just from the heart.
There you go. There you go. And you know, Chris, I don't know, earlier this week or last week, it just came to my mind that when God was endeavoring to awaken in Moses that new season of opportunity, Moses had all kinds of reasons why God couldn't use him and why they wouldn't listen to him and why, you know, he's looking at himself from whatever perspective within himself. And he sort of had this idea of, I don't know, maybe 40 years ago I could have done that. You know, maybe 50 years ago, and now I'm 80 years old. God, why are you calling me now? And God didn't drop a gold brick in his hand, but God said, what do you have in your hand? And it was simply a wood staff, you know, so that wasn't something that would have brought a lot of money in the flea market, you know, or maybe it would have brought a, you know, a little bit. But the point was, God is able to use us. He made us, and he's able to use whatever is in our hand, and it becomes a great blessing.
Amen and amen.
Chris, let's
talk about something that's coming up May 1st, and this should excite all the listeners. I mean, we are going to be privileged to have on May 1st, which is always the first Thursday of May, is always celebrated as the National Day of Prayer. At the Mid-Florida Event Center in Port St. Lucie, we're going to have Jonathan Kahn as our guest. And I really would encourage people to, if they can, to purchase tickets for that event. They're available for a donation of $20. There's a number of ways you can get tickets. You can text 772-324-9313. Again, that's texting 772-324-9313. Or they can email TCCA, which is Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, TCCABCM@gmail.com, and they can get the tickets online. Some of us have tickets that we're selling, but I mean, you can get tickets online and save all that time.
then you have them.
What a powerful night. When we've had Jonathan Cahn in the past, and I know that you have him coming up on an interview. When is that, Jonathan?
We don't have a date nailed down yet. Jonathan is under such a tremendous demand on his schedule that we are really squeezing days to find a time. We would like to have him on a Wednesday Live, but I'm not sure that's going to happen. It may be on a different day, but we are looking to have an interview with him prior to his coming. But he's excited about coming down here. I've heard that he might be working on another book, which may mean that that's something we're going to be receiving some of. But with Israel in the midst of war, with what's going on in the Middle East, and with prophetic truth as we understand it, regardless of, you know, where someone may be in their understanding, these are days when Israel is a very important part of the church in understanding what's happening. This is a time clock. It is something very important. And Jonathan Cahn, God has raised him up to be a voice in this day. And we are so honored. We are so honored to have him coming to the Treasure Coast for this one night event. So it would be important to get tickets. Chris, we have had large crowds, and we do look to fill the Mid-Florida Event Center for this event.
Yeah, we've been blessed. Every time Jonathan Cahn has blessed the Treasure Coast, we've essentially sold out.
Yes.
And so I would encourage people to get tickets now. I mean, today's the 9th. May 1st is around the corner. So
yes.
And I think you can also get tickets through the radio station, through WCNO. Am I correct?
You are correct. You can go to WCNO.com. That's WCNO.com, and you will find links there where it will take you right to, I believe, probably the TCCA webpage or something. So, but anyhow, if anyone that's listening today, you can go to WCNO.com. You can also call in here, and we will be able to get information for you if you miss something that we've shared. But that is so very important. And Chris, this is more than just an event with Jonathan Cahn. This also is the National Day of Prayer. Talk about what else is going to happen.
Well, we are blessed to have a group of pastors from Indian River County, St. Lucie and Martin County, that will become intercessors that evening before Jonathan Cahn speaks. And, I mean, pastors that really have a good following, that are well-respected by all pastors, people such as Alex Pappas with Oceans Unite, Todd Mazingo with Revive, Trevor Banks, Apostle Trevor Banks here in Fort Pierce, Pastor Mark Carrera with High Point Church. I mean, they all understand the significance of coming together as the body of Christ and putting aside any parochial church situations, because we are the church. When we come together, we are the ecclesia, as the word was used, the Greek word, coming together. And there'll be praise and worship that night. We will have a terrific group of musicians led by Luke Mazaluski, who will really energize the crowd. He did that last year. He had people so pumped up with the praise and worship. It's just such an uplifting. And we do it in the evening because a lot of people are working and they can't, you know, can't do things during the day. Because I know that in Stuart and Fort Pierce and elsewhere, there will be ceremonies held for the National Day of Prayer at different locations. But for many people, they can't get there during lunchtime where they want to come together with their spouse and their children. So this is a family event, and we just encourage people to really come and see what this evening will be like. When you walk out of that evening, you will be on cloud nine. I can't explain it, but people that have come back year after year just say it's incredible, from the praise and worship to the prayers to the message from Jonathan Cahn. And for a lot of people, they're pleasantly pleased because Jonathan Cahn just doesn't leave. He sits down and he signs people's books that they purchase. and talks to him. He's just an incredible man of God with an incredible vision to take passages of Scripture that many of us have maybe overlooked or are not able to fit together, and he pieces it together and gives us a revelation that many of us would not see except for the vision that God has given him.
Amen. Amen. So it is going to be a tremendous night of worship, tremendous time of prayer and intercession for our nation, because it is a National Day of Prayer. That's definitely a key part. And Chris, I personally love the time of preparation prayer that the leaders have. So the leaders that are going to be leading this time of prayer, we actually get together and cry out to God to prepare our hearts for this evening. So, you know, I believe, Chris, that we are seeing the hand of God move in our nation. And I do believe that God has greater plans for the state of Florida, for the East Coast of Florida, for the Treasure Coast of Florida. And this is an opportune hour for us.
You know, that's a great point, Jonathan. Because many times the movement of God all throughout Scripture was during a time that people were desperate. It was not a time of jubilee, but it was really a time of desperation when God's hand became present and the movement took place. So there's a terrific division in this country that is engineered by Satan. And God's not about division. God's about multiplication.
Amen.
And I believe that there is a movement that's going on. When we see the Civic Center filled up with men and women of God, it's just a testimony that God is making a move. When we see pastors coming together from different churches and different denominations to pray together, we're seeing a movement of God. So you're spot on.
You know, we want to invite pastors, congregations that are scattered throughout our region. And pastors, we would love to have had more of you involved in the prayer time. It's just we're limited by time. And so thank you so much to all of the pastors. I'm thinking about several, Chris, that have participated in previous National Days of Prayer. And we certainly are not setting up a scale of priority. We're just saying that this is going to be a night when there will be many leaders. Some will be on stage, but more will not be on stage. There will be more leaders that will be in this gathering that are coming simply because of the heart that you, our leaders, business leaders, civics leaders, and ministry leaders, more will be in the auditorium, in the crowd, because God is doing something. We have a heart to see the Lord move, and we know when we get together that we are truly, I know somebody's written a book about that, Better Together, but we are better together. The Lord is lifted up in a unique and amazing way, a powerful way, when the church can come together, and this is going to be a powerful night.
It will be a powerful night, and I neglected to mention a prominent individual from the civic part of our ministry that will be there that night as an intercessor is Sheriff Richard Del Toro of St. Lucie County. So, I mean, it's civic business leaders and pastors coming together. That's what the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is.
Amen. Amen.
So, and then again, we have the Treasure Coast Day of Prayer coming up in September on the 25th. Location to be determined, but we will have plenty of time to announce the logistics of that. And then December 7th, we will have our 9th annual Christmas Proclamation Supper, which is sold out by default. There'll be 550 people there that night. It's always completely full. And so we are actively working to support the body of Christ here in the Treasure Coast to bring business leaders and civic leaders with the pastors, that we are better together when we work together. Because business leaders often don't realize that they are in a position to minister to their own employees and customers.
Yes.
and civic leaders, when they stand up bold for the faith, they minister. They minister by their actions.
Tremendous.
So we are better together.
You know, many times, Chris, I think about all of the different business organizations, the Chamber of Commerce, and there are now several others that network, link, and there's so many on the internet as well that bring businesses together because the business community understands this. But the church is beginning to get it, that it's not about our personal kingdoms. It's not about how big our buildings are, how many bodies we can pack into the place, or how many bucks are on our balance sheet. But it really is about building an eternal kingdom for God. And we see more and more of the key leaders saying, I want to mix with the pastors across the region. I want to be a part of lifting up their arms. I want to stand with them. And Chris, as we get a hold of this, that we're not asking the question, who's Aaron and who's her and who's Moses, but we're saying, how can I connect with what God is wanting to do in my region, in my state, in my generation, the more we're going to see a release of the transformation and the power of God.
It's true. And I'm reminded, you have sometimes a frequent guest, Dr. Brenda McMiniman.
Yes.
And her concern, CareNet's concern, we need to make the, and we will pray for that on May 1st. We need to be getting all the churches on board to protect a life, the unborn, because Satan is not wasting time. They're going to come back and attack this again on the ballot within the next 2 years. And I think the churches need to be even more empowered to be able to pray together and to stand firm and encourage all their congregation to rally support, to stand up for the unborn. That's going to be another powerful part of our prayer, because we are under attack. They haven't given up. It was a very close vote in November, and we can't ignore that vote was close. If that vote would have turned, many lives would have been lost. And I thank God for the people that you have on WCNO, local people's leaders in the community that do so many different things for the kingdom. And so we're able to come together on May 1st and pray for those very attacks, against those attacks, to refute those attacks in the name of Jesus. And when you've got 1,000 people coming together in prayer, God hears our prayer.
Amen.
And so
Amen.
I really encourage people to come out that night.
Amen. Well, we know if two or three agree as touching, there's anointing, there's power, there's release of faith there. But when you bring together 200 or 300 and then bring together 2,000 or 3,000, or maybe 200 or 300,000, as the people of God get together, God knows how to mobilize us to equip us and to connect us and to place us so we can work and move and serve much more effectively. And that really, I believe, is something the enemy is trying to do, is to separate us to where we felt as though we were all alone, we were standing alone. But I do believe in this last day, as God is preparing the church, we're ironing out the spots and the wrinkles, getting that glorious church together, that we are going to be able to see more and more of the body of Christ rising up as one voice and as one kingdom representing God. And I'm excited to be a part of it at this time.
I am too. And I want to say something that we sometimes take for granted. The power of this night is in the fact that it's in a city-owned building.
Yes.
That the city is supporting by allowing us the opportunity to gather 1,000 people together in prayer and praise and worship. You can't do that everywhere.
Very
but
true.
God has opened the door for us in this area for such a time as this. So I just am humbled to know that we can praise God in a public forum.
Amen.
It's not in anyone's church, but it's in a public forum where we all can come together and honor God.
Chris, you know, I'm glad you just made mention of that, because the Mid-Florida Event Center, there are costs involved. It's not like they just make this available to us. We are renting the facility. And so when you think about the requested donation of $20 per ticket, the reason for that is, of course, because we're looking to cover the cost of the event as well as the guests, the speakers that are coming in. So none of us that serve on the board serve for any kind of income. We are serving to make a difference for the kingdom of God. And so when you make that donation, understand that we have a lot of expenses and cost that you are making it possible for this to actually happen.
Yeah, that's a great point. There is cost involved. It's not inexpensive to put something like this on, but we know the grace of Christ has always blessed us. And we know that people will come out and support, because the blessings just are incredible for the people that are able to come that night. And we pray that if anyone has got difficulty in affording the cost of a ticket, to let us know. They can let us know by the phone numbers that we have. We can make arrangements for someone who's going through a difficult time, but again, and we've always done that. We've never turned a person away because they didn't have the money. But we do need to cover the cost. Whether it's fortunate or unfortunate, it's part of what we're doing that night in order to allow that many people to come together in a public forum and to have, you know, a good sound system. You know, a good sound system, we also have to pay in addition for that.
Sure.
But it's powerful, because people are able to enjoy the praise and worship music. They're able to enjoy the voice of the speakers and the intercessors. And so we want to make it a first-class event for all those that come to honor Christ, because Christ is first-class. He is
Amen.
Our King. He is our Lord of Lords. And everything we do to honor Him, to give Him praise, honor, and glory.
Once again, we're talking about the National Day of Prayer that's coming up. That is May the 1st. Make sure it's on your calendar that you jot that date down, May the 1st. It will be, it looks like the flyer I'm looking at, Chris, says that the auditorium will be opened at 5:30 p.m. Is that correct?
It is, and we encourage people to get there no later than 6 o'clock.
Okay, because we plan for the event to start about 6 o'clock, and I know that Jonathan Kahn is excited. He's looking forward to this event, and God's given him a heart, a vision for God to move here on the Treasure Coast of Florida, and we are so blessed. He could go to many much larger places, but we are blessed. We're definitely blessed.
He's actually really... I don't know how to put it. He really has a spot in his heart for the Treasure Coast.
Yes.
He has blessed us on numerous occasions, and we've developed a very good rapport with him. Oftentimes, he spent Friday morning with you, Jonathan, and a couple others on the radio before he left for the airport, because Friday is the Sabbath, so he has to get back in time to deliver the message to his congregation. And it's just been a blessing to us as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's give the contact information one more time, Chris. We have a lot of listeners today. This is normally our Wednesday live time. And I should just say, Chris, from WCNO, not only do you and your wife sponsor in a very significant way this ministry, but the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance sponsors this hour. And from week to week, we make mention of it. But really, the biggest mention is when we have events coming that we are able to really promote.
Well, you know, it's our pleasure. Like I said at the beginning, we are so blessed to be able to have a radio station as powerful of a signal as WCNO to broadcast praise and worship music and gospel messages and special guest speakers. It's a real blessing for people in the community, from Broward all the way up through Brevard County and out west beyond Okeechobee. But tickets are available for a $20 donation each. You can text the number 772 324-9313. Again, text 772-324-9313 or email tccabcm@gmail.com, or you can go online at tcca.com or WCNO. I mean, there's a number of ways
to get tickets. A lot of options. Well, Chris, we're looking forward to this event. It always comes in the time of year. National Day of Prayer is always on that Thursday as we come into May the 1st. And so this is something from year to year. The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance has been doing this for a number of years, and it's a blessing to be here. It's a blessing to have you on air with us today. I would like I'd like you just to pray over our region, that the Lord would prepare our hearts, and that even now at this point, that the Lord would direct those who are called to be a part of this tremendous evening of transformation for the Treasure Coast of Florida.
Well, Father God, we come before you humbly, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings that you've bestowed on the Treasure Coast.
Thank you, Lord.
First of all, radio station, Lord, that broadcasts your message, Lord, to people that ordinarily wouldn't be able to hear it for many reasons. They could be homeless, they could be in their homes, elderly, people that are ill, and we just pray for all those people who have ears to hear, Lord.
Amen.
That they will be able to hear the message. We pray, Lord, that for those people that have never experienced the Treasure or the National Day of Prayer in Port St. Lucie would be able to experience an evening of fellowship of believers that will be so powerful, Lord, that they will be able to be a part of the prayer, praise and worship music. They will be able to be a part of the prayer, that they will be able to pray along, that this, Lord, will continue to bring other people together, Lord. We pray for our Jewish brothers and sisters in our community, that they would just come and see. Just come and see and witness what God has in store for them. Lord, we're just praying that for that night, that we will all come together as the body of Christ, that, Lord, you will be high and lifted up, that voices will be raised into the heavens, that prayers will be offered on the hearts of those that are in pain, that they will be able to pray that night for those that are going through difficulties, whether it's addiction, homelessness, illness, whatever it is, it's a time for us to come together, Lord, and pray. So I thank you, Lord, that you have blessed the Treasure Coast with facilities that allow us to come together. And Lord, we pray for all the other National Day of Prayer gatherings that will be held in the cities of Stuart and Vero and Fort Pierce and throughout the listening area, where people can just gather together and be bold about who they are in Christ.
Amen.
And pray and lift up the church. Again, Amen. Lord, I thank you for allowing us this opportunity. I pray for the pastors that will be there, that will be part of the praise and worship team, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, and all the people that will be able to attend. We thank you for this opportunity, and we give you the praise, the honor, and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Any closing words, Chris?
I just pray that the people are listening would just, if they have never given before to this station, to search their hearts, to realize what a benefit this station is. I know for me, it's been so powerful in my life to be able to hear messages and inspiration and to hear music when I'm in the car. Or if I'm sitting in my office and I'm doing some work and I'm able to turn it on to my computer and hear, and that there's a cost of putting this production on, and I pray that people will find it in their heart to say, you know what? It's time for me to step up. I'm going to step forward, and I'm going to give God the glory that I'm able to have a station that I can hear the word of God, I can hear this praise and worship music, and I'm going to make an offering, and I'm going to continue to make an offering to support this station, because it supports so many people throughout the listening area. And I just, again, I pray that Father God, that you will not only meet the budget needs, but you will exceed it in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, Chris, it is always a delight to speak with you and to be able to meet up with you and to be a partner with you as we serve the Lord here in the Treasure Coast, and your partnership is very much a blessing. Thank you so much, and give our hello to Miss Donna as well.
I will. The same to Miss Rachel and all the staff there, and just know that you're in my prayers.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. God bless. Have an awesome day.
God bless you.
Yes, sir.
You too.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so that is Chris Fogel. He is the executive director of the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, an organization made up of now pastors as well as, well, all of them are ministry leaders in some way, and all of them bring basically a heart for God together to encourage the body of Christ to lift up Jesus in a more powerful way. Thank you so much, Chris, and thanks to all of you who have a heart for the awakening and revival in our state, our nation, right here in the Treasure Coast. All right, we have a donation coming in from Violet in Port St. Lucie, a $100 donation, and I always am listening. WCNO is my company. Oh, that's pretty great. Yeah. That's pretty great. Thanks, Violet. We really appreciate that. And, of course, I mentioned earlier, quickly, Samantha making a $26 donation online, John making a $20 donation online, and I haven't added any of these into the computer yet. Leonard making a $24 donation online, and Yamil, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right, but making a $25 donation online. God bless all of you. Thank you so much for your support. We do need to hear from you today as we are in Wednesday of the second week. We would love to finish all of these fundraising activities today, but this is totally in the Lord's hand. It is our birthday day, 35 years, and so, Dave, you know, we don't have a lot of great voices in here, but we can sing happy birthday to us.
Yeah. Happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday, dear WCNO. Happy birthday to us and many more.
Yes, and there should
many,
be
more,
many more.
Many more. Well, I noticed that, you know, the cats are running from the building. No, we don't have any cats around here, but
that's why we sing all the
that's
time.
That's why we sing occasionally.
Yeah.
But we do have better musicians we can bring.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, for sure. Yeah. Well, we thank all of you for being with us today. It's great to have Chris with us, and this is going to be a great evening of prayer, worship, celebration, and we do look forward to that coming. Let's see, this next song that we're going to go to is entitled Light Doesn't Make a Sound. I'm not sure what all is in that song. Let's check it out.
Yes.
Sometimes we found out that in the transition to new software,
you don't
it got mangled. Everything about the song got mangled. Yeah.
You don't have to sing or shout or preach or cry. There's no need to make your point with style or eloquence, or to flawlessly debate the how and why. Jesus told us how to spread the good news. The most effective way to break the barriers down is to demonstrate His love to all who see us. Because light doesn't make a sound. No light doesn't make a sound. In a world that's filled with gloom and sadness, crooked, perverted, and unkind, we must appear to be harmless and blameless, illuminating hope by letting our light shine. The smallest candle drives away the darkness. A tiny spark can cause a raging blaze. A flash can take the shadow from the picture. And the moon reflects the sun in every face. So when you think that you can't be a witness or find the words to bring someone around, just remember folks are watching your example, and that light doesn't make a sound. No, light doesn't make a sound. Light doesn't make a sound.
Wow, that was a great song, really. As Chris made some emphasis there, that you know, a gift of any size, any amount, really is going to make a big difference today. Maybe you've never given to WCNO, and today's going to be your first day. Why not make that call right now? That number, 772-221-1100, and maybe you've already gone online, haven't checked there, as I've been a little tied up in conversation with Chris, our dear friend from the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. However, we will check that out. You can go to WCNO.com, make a donation there, and we have had a number of donations coming in. I believe we've had a number of text donations, and you can text WCNO. You can text WCNO to 24365. Text WCNO to 24365, and that donation is going to help us a lot. Incidentally, every donation that is made right up until we've matched up this total matching fund that's remaining is going to get doubled up. And at least at this time, this is the last. We don't have any more mail. We don't have any more donations other than what we're reading to you right now. We've gone through all of the early donations. We've gone through all of that mail, David. And so we are really just here in the hands of the Lord, looking to see how God is going to provide. And as Tom used to say, you know, we don't know from one call to the next who's going to call, what's God saying to you, what God's putting on your heart. But, you know, Jackie this morning was talking about listening that year when someone called in and gave, I don't know, $80-some thousand. And
$89,000, yes, I think.
And finished out a fundraiser. Well, we don't need that much at this point. I mean, we wouldn't refuse it, but
no,
you know, we could apply it. But you know, $48,210 is kind of where we are to finish up, and I've got to deduct some of these from the matching fund. We're going to be under $9,000 with that, but we still have, you know, close to $9,000 in matching funds. What does matching funds actually mean, David?
Well, it means that someone will make a gift of a certain amount, let's say $1,000, and they'll say, I'd like that to be matched up with gifts that people will call in. So someone calls in a $10 gift, that becomes $20, and those gifts will be doubled until they reach the amount that that person has donated for the matching fund. It's a way of increasing the giving. Doubles the giving, really. And once that $1,000, let's say, has been reached, and that releases $2,000 into our budget. And that's always a blessing. And I think, too, it encourages, when we have a matching funds going, it generally encourages the givers to, I want to come alongside that. I'm excited about that. And I think more people will be listening today, especially because this is going along with our birthday.
It is. This is our birthday, 35 years right here. And mm-hmm. I know that we just sent out a little bit of a blast to all of our email contacts, just reminding everyone to join us in the celebration. So WCNO 35 years old today. Mm-hmm. And counting,
right, time by the, goes on.
By the grace of God, we trust that the Lord gives us many more years as a ministry. And, of course, if you listen to radio, and I know you are listening to radio, if you listen to radio, you know that more and more of the stations are being bought up by large corporations.
Yeah.
And the formats are being shifted to a national standard through to a corporate standard. And David, I guess maybe it sounds like we're tooting our own horn here a bit, and yet we have many people come in that say the fact that we're a local station,
mm-hmm.
We are here on the Treasure Coast, we're a nonprofit station, we are a listener-supported station, and that we bring guests in mm-hmm. that are up and down the coast of Florida. Some are national. I don't know if we bring in international, but we certainly bring in national guests by phone, and sometimes they're in the studio. But the fact is that we have something special here. I really believe it's special, wherein somebody comes through the front door and they have a heart for God, and they want to share what's on their heart, their ministry, what's going on. So many times we bring them right into a microphone and say, sit down there, share with us what's going on. And we've had some of that today already, have we not? I mean, just with Jackie Ardain.
Absolutely.
And Steve Mishlitz earlier today. Yeah.
Yes, giving them a voice.
Sure.
That they wouldn't ordinarily have.
They would not have, right. And so we know that we have a large family. We know that during the day it's a busy time. But we do want you to know that we are in the second week. We're in Wednesday of the second week. And this is our birthday. And we would love to finish matching our matching fund and then complete our fundraising today. It's possible.
It is.
It's going to require some big miracles. It's going to require someone to get out of the boat maybe and say, I'm going to do something I haven't done in a while, or maybe something I've never done before, and yet be led of the Lord, be led of the Lord. I'm a pastor, and I have to tell you that I'm very conscious of the fact that God does not need manipulation, control, and any devious forms to bring support to his people and to meet the needs of his kingdom.
Amen.
And so we don't do any of those things. I know some would perhaps like all of the various activities where, you know, trips and computers and all kinds of things are given away. But David, we don't do any of that. We just keep it simple. This is what our need is. This is where we are. This is what God's doing. This is what God's people are saying. Let's give and keep the kingdom of God strong, the message strong, right here at WCNO, and support your good news station. Give us a call. I don't mind asking you to support us because I know exactly where that money goes. It goes right into this ministry.
Amen.
And enables us to be on the air here. So give us a call today.
772-221-1100 is the number. 772-221-1100. And what Jonathan just said, you know, a lot of people, when they're thinking of giving, they want to know how much of that money goes to the product, how much of that money goes to the expression of ministry. Because in some ministries, you have a high level of administration, right?
Correct.
And they want to know that their dollars, a lot of them are going to the front line. Well, every dollar that's spent or given to WCNO is spent for the ministry. Everything makes the broadcast happen. You know, yes, you have payroll, a little bit of that. You've got the cost of insurance and supplies and electricity, of which 100,000 watts does burn up a lot of power. But that all goes to getting the broadcast out into the air so the gospel...
Yes.
So there's nothing wasted.
Like Rhett said, we're not driving around in Maseratis and,
no, we're not.
You know... What are some of those handmade cars? I don't even know the name of
them.
Well,
they get the Rolls and the Bentley.
The Bentley. And I see a few of those around town. You know, we live in a rich area, David. Driving over the bridges, the waterways are loaded with boats, and we're just blessed. I mean, bottom line, we're blessed. We're blessed with great weather. We're blessed with a lot of opportunities to work, to serve in this community, and we're blessed with a lot of great churches, great leaders, great pastors that serve here in the state of Florida and on the East Coast. And we thank God for all of that. We have a lot of strong businesses that are owned by Christians as well, and so it's this is a great place to live. We're really blessed here, and I know that a lot of big market stations are looking to come into the state of Florida. A lot of offers come to buy this radio station, and they want to pick it up because they know that there is a lot of wealth that's here in the state of Florida, and particularly up and down the Treasure Coast. It's not called the Treasure Coast without reason. Obviously, there was a day when boats they were sunk off our coast by storms, and or sank off our coast from storms, and so that's part of it. But the other part is, this is a place that people love to come. They love to retire. They love to vacation here. It's a great area, and so this ministry really, it reaches our nation. We have people that come from California, they come from New York, they come from Ohio, they come from Pennsylvania, come from all over. Some of you are listening, you're snowbirds. Tell us if you're a snowbird. Let's hear from some of those snowbirds. While you're here, you're still here, you're blessed by this ministry, why not give us a call today? Let us know what the Lord's putting on your heart. That number is
772-221-1100.
Of course, we're going to be checking online as well. You can text WCNO to 24365. That's 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. That's pretty neat that we've got that number, isn't it?
Yeah.
God kind of gave that to us.
Oh, yeah. God opened that opportunity.
That's awesome. So you can text WCNO to that number, 24365. You also can go online to WCNO.com. And we love to hear your comments. There's a place to leave comments there, a place to leave prayer requests, a place to leave your praise reports. We do like to hear those also. So give us a shout. Let us know what the Lord is putting on your heart, what the Lord is saying today. And David, right now we're at $8,875. That is all that's left in matching funds. $8,875 is remaining. It's right now, what, almost 12 o'clock. And so some of you are going to be getting off for lunch. Some of you are already on lunch. Phone lines are open. We're going to be right here answering the phones. Mm-hmm. We're going to be making ourselves available today for you to make a call, to make a donation. And we do need to hear from all of you, whether it is a dollar, whether it's $5. You can text those if you like, or you can call us. We'll take your donation. Or it might be $10, maybe $10 a month. It may be for half an hour, one half an hour, maybe a $26 donation. We've had several of those because I'm talking about it. Mm-hmm. And it makes a difference. You could give $5 a month. That's $30 over the next 6 months. And this is a six-month budget. And so what you give, we are looking to match that up to take care of this budget. So give us a call. We're going to go to a song at this time. We'll be back in a little bit. And we are looking forward to what God is doing in your life and hearing those praise reports. This is Mandisa, Overcomer.
Watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind, nothing's really going right. Looking for a ray of hope. Fight till the final.
since Jesus changed my mind. Hey, I'm a believer now, and everything's gonna be fine. Hey, I'm a believer now, everybody's going to see. Yes, I'm a believer now, since he set me free. Well, people think that I'm kind of strange, something's out of place. And people frown that I used to wear, it's simply been erased. A smile has moved upon my face, it stays there all the time. Ever since he made me his, and I made Jesus mine. Hey, I'm a believer now, since Jesus changed my mind. Everything's gonna be fine. Hey, I'm a believer now, everybody's going to see. Yes, I'm a believer now, since he set me free. You can't worry about what folks think, you got to live your life. Everybody's going to see. Yes, I'm a believer now, since he set me free. Hey, I'm a believer now, since Jesus changed my mind. Hey, I'm a believer now, everything's gonna be fine. Hey, I'm a believer now, everybody's going to see. Yes, I'm a believer now, I'm glad I'm a believer now. Thank God I'm a believer now, since he set me free.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Are you or a loved one unable to live alone because of medical reasons? Albert's Manor offers accommodations for seniors or persons with disabilities. They provide quality and professional care in a beautiful, safe, and loving environment. You can reach them at 772-626-3500.
All right, you can reach us at 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. I was just talking with my wife, and she has